Briggs Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
We are back for hour two of the game. John Kurtz, Grant Flanders with you here. Tyler and Mitch are out today. I'm going to talk with Cole Manbeck coming up in just a moment at 5:40 here in hour two. I will expand upon the point I was making on the Bruce Weber extension from Monday's Wildcat Insider. You can continue to tweet questions or comments to the game, KMAN, or myself, JL Kurtz, on Twitter. I'm still looking if anybody has suggestions for my buddy who goes to Oklahoma and is about to play Baker Mayfield's softball team tonight. You got any suggestions for how to rattle Baker Mayfield? Let me know. So far, the leader in the clubhouse is just his idea, asking the umpire when Baker Mayfield is up to bat if he has a breathalyzer. So if anyone can top that, let me know. We welcome in Cole Manbeck on that note to the show here today. Cole, you got any ideas? Are you a good smack talker when it comes to things like that?
No, I mean, I'm pretty terrible at that, John. I would probably just recommend sliding the spikes up.
Okay, well, that seems like a Baker Mayfield type of move right there, doesn't it? Like, he would be the guy that would do that.
Yeah, he's kind of an all-out type guy like that, so he probably would. I mean, if you have to slide it in softball, I shouldn't criticize because I've done it before because I felt the pressure from my teammates. I was on a very competitive team, which I did not prefer. I wanted to have more fun than I did, but yeah, I could see him do that.
That's right. I forgot about that. I remember your softball story. All right. Well, how about the new athletic director here, Gene Taylor? What was your reaction to finding out it was going to be him?
Well, when his name officially came out, when I first heard his name a couple hours before the news came out, I mean, I was very skeptical. I didn't know anything about him. And what was interesting about it is, you know, I had 7 or 8 different names mentioned to me as finalists for the position, and then he wasn't one of them. His name never came up until the day of the announcement that K-State released. So at first, a little skeptical, researched it, then heard him talk on Monday, and now, honestly, I think it's a great hire for K-State. I think he's going to be terrific for athletics. You know, you've already got a lot of your facilities built, so I don't know necessarily what his strengths are in regards to that and fundraising, but I do know that he sure seems like he can get along with people. And seems personable and kind of a low-key guy that can get along with his coaches and student-athletes very well. So I think that's certainly a plus, and will trust his coaches to do their jobs and not meddle in their affairs. So I certainly think, after hearing him speak and the more I read about him, that it's actually a terrific hire by K-State.
Well, I'll ask you more about him specifically here in just a second, but something you said there triggered one of the thoughts that I had, and that was, yeah, he is – as opposed to John Curry, whose strength was finances, facilities, fundraising, he is on the opposite end of that spectrum, with the strengths being relationship building, hiring coaches. But Laird Veach supposedly played, you know, a big role in securing a lot of the funding for stuff like this. If he could keep him on, would that not help maybe alleviate any concerns about the other aspect of this?
Yeah, I think it'd be significant, especially when you consider all the relationships that Laird Veach has with donors, and he's been around, and he knows the lay of the land, especially with the facility plans that they have in place. So they wouldn't have to start from scratch on future renovations that they've got laid out or potential ideas for what they want to do. He already has an idea of that and can go to Gene Taylor about it. So I think retaining Laird would be a significant step in helping him and kind of retaining that key guy that's been right there with the program, knows the coaches, can kind of help him get his foot in the door and break things in. So I think that's certainly a significant piece of it. And like I said, I mean, I don't think K-State right now, I mean, you always need to keep up in facilities and the arms race that it is, but I think K-State's in pretty good shape right now in regards to that, especially on the football side. So, you know, they needed a guy that I think can really get along with coaches and relationships. Now, his coaching hires, I mean, you look at his resume, and obviously he had 10 miles at North Dakota State, you know, Craig Bowl, and then hired the upcoming coach that they have now in place, hired from within. And so everything he did at North Dakota State turned to gold. And so I think you look at it as a plus.
Yeah, as far as the hiring goes, and we're talking to Cole Manbeck here, by the way, the thing that I love, not only, I mean, the success speaks for itself, but his answer, you know, to how he has had success hiring coaches is he basically said, I mean, I've been open to whatever the situation calls for. There's not a cookie-cutter plan that you can say this is what you have to look for in every single sport. He has judged it much more based on the situation, and that has proven out. I mean, he's hired internally. He is Craig Bohl was a fired defensive coordinator at Nebraska when he brought him into North Dakota State, so he's done multiple things. And to me, that is an important thing when I think about trying to hire the next coach post-Bill Snyder. I'm sure there's a lot out there that would follow the school of thought, just take whoever Bill Snyder wants. I actually like hearing more that, you know, he wants to evaluate the situation based on what it is and not have the fear to really make his own choice.
Yeah, and you know what else I like, John, that he said was he brought up the stereotype that, you know, you can't recruit certain places, and he never thinks of it like that way. You know, with North Dakota State and Fargo, he thinks, you know, he made the statement that if you can recruit, if you're a good recruiter, you can recruit anywhere. And, you know, how many times do we hear the mantra that you can't recruit to Manhattan, Kansas, and you can't recruit to K-State? And, you know, that's simply not true, because if you're a good recruiter, it's been proven over and over again that you can recruit talented players, both in basketball, football, and other sports, to Manhattan, Kansas. So it can be done, and I liked that he didn't give that as an excuse when he's looking at coaching hires. You know, he doesn't want to hear the whole "you can't recruit here," because I think that was certainly an encouraging thing, something that I like to hear as well.
Talking right now with Cole Manbeck on the game. In some ways, his introductory press conference was overshadowed by just a very, a quick couple of sentences from Richard Myers on Bruce Weber and discussing a basketball extension. And I know this is something we disagreed about a little bit when it initially happened. I mean, I was just frankly a little bit annoyed with the knee-jerk reaction of everybody and not being able to look at this in a nuanced way and just taking it at face value. Just saying that they're potentially going to discuss a contract extension with Bruce Weber, to me, one, is sort of standard operating procedure when a coach gets this late in his contract, and two, not necessarily any kind of absolute statement that it is going to happen. I guess, how did you read into what was said?
Well, I think I misinterpreted it, and that's why we led, you know, to having a slight disagreement about it, just because the way that I was reading it initially when it came out was it sounded like General Myers or President Myers was making the statement that it was certainly something that was going to happen as an absolute, and that it would be put on the table of Gene Taylor's desk to get it done, which, you know, didn't really sound right to me anyway, so I should have known, you know, something was up there, because I would have assumed that Myers would put it on Gene Taylor's plate to make the decision ultimately and not, you know, give an ultimatum that you need to extend Bruce Weber. So I think that's where I misinterpreted it a little bit early on, and really it got blown out of proportion on social media and on Twitter when it came to that. Look, I mean, Bruce Weber has had three straight losing seasons in Big 12 play, so when you do extend a guy, even though he's got 2 years left on his contract, if you extend him, it's a PR move that isn't going to go over well, especially with, you know, how volatile the fan base is right now with their feelings toward Bruce Weber. So I'm not surprised that it happened, but, you know, if it would have just came out more as in they were looking, you know, that was going to be ultimately up to Gene Taylor and his decision if you wanted to extend him or not, I think it would have went over a lot better. But I just think initially a lot of people misinterpreted what was said.
Don't you think they could still do an extension and it wouldn't really be that big of a deal?
I mean, aside from the PR aspect of it, it wouldn't be a big deal probably. With the fan base, you know, there's a lot of people that would react to it. But as far as the actual contract, like, you can fire a guy with 3 or 4 years left on his contract. I would just assume that K-State obviously wouldn't be increasing the buyout or anything like that in Bruce Weber's contract with this negotiation. So it wouldn't be a big deal as long as that buyout number isn't increased. I know some people have mentioned, well, maybe they'll get it decreased. I would be skeptical that Bruce Weber would agree to that. But he's not in the most favorable position right now to beg, so as far as the negotiation. So that, I think, you know, like you said, it's not a huge deal. You know, you extend him, honestly, what it will probably be is it might be a one-year extension type deal where they just add another year. He has 3 years left on his contract. Maybe helps him a little bit in the recruiting world right now, although he's really struggling to land anyone here in the spring signing period for next year. But as far as that buyout, as long as that number doesn't go up, it's not any more difficult. It doesn't really affect firing him.
It's actually really interesting you bring up the fact that maybe the buyout lessens. That was something that I think people were frustrated with, especially right now looking back on the contracts that John Curry had signed with Bruce Weber, because I'm with you. I mean, I guess there's not really too much of a leg to stand on there, is there? I mean, maybe K-State actually turns this around into a good thing that there is a contract extension.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of leverage when it comes to the negotiating right now, just because, as I mentioned, he's coming off three straight losing Big 12 seasons. Now, they did win a tournament game to get to the round of 64, but, you know, there's not a lot to stand on there. And so if K-State comes to him and says, we're going to give you an extra year, but we're going to lower your buyout, you know, he might be a little bit of offended by that. A lot of coaches might be, because that's kind of saying, you know, what are you planning? Are you not believing in me? So that might send the wrong message. But, you know, if you believe in yourself, and I have to think a coach like Bruce Weber is going to have confidence that he can get the job done, then he's not going to mind taking a little less of a buyout, take a slight decrease to get that extra year or two on his contract to help him land players on the recruiting trail that will ultimately help his program if he truly believes in himself.
Cole Manbeck talking with me here right now. We've got spring football here to cover with the spring game coming up this weekend. We've had another press conference throughout this week as well. You cool with hanging on for another segment, Cole, to talk some spring football?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, cool. We'll do that next with Cole here on the game.